Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Damn it!
What? What's the matter?
I don't know why you're being all smug right now, because it's about to get a
I don't think it even counts, man, because if
in
order for these picks to matter, play the goddamn game.
They play the game.
Catch the ball. Hold on to the goddamn ball.
They caught the ball. I mean, look, like we told you this morning, you know, we were having a discussion about what this game means. Are you hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF, how there are games that expose weaknesses and make you go, oh my God, something's wrong here. That was not one of those games last night. There are games that you lose and you go, oh, this will propel us forward and it makes us a better team. That was not one of those games last night, right? The Bills outgained the Patriots. They had more first downs. Every metric, right? They had more sacks. They had the ball for more than 10 more minutes than the Patriots did. They just turned the ball over twice more than New England did. That's why you lost that game. But that's not why you lost what you were about to lose.
They weren't trying.
They tried a lot.
They were playing, I don't even know what you call that.
Football.
Messy bitch ball. That was bitch ball.
Messy bitch ball.
No, the messy
dropping, sloppy ass,
the messy
dragging
bitch
ass.
Was the one who couldn't keep his eyes open to actually watch the game.
There was a lot of eyes closed on that field.
Give
walking me? Around, yeah. Looking around, everybody wearing white, trying to be cool.
Tommy made his picks on Friday, and based on how he's reacting right now, I think we all know how they went. Let's do this thing.
Tommy told it like it is, and now we find out how it was. Bule, excuse post-game Monday in the break room on WCMF.
Let's get to Tommy's first pick.
Let's
from
do it.
Friday here on CMF.
Here it is.
Tommy, over under 210 yards passing.
Passing.
For Patriots quarterback Drake May.
So you told me, it looks like all the guys are coming back, right?
Ed Oliver, Matt Milano, AJ Epinesa.
The crew is all back. Come on. Yeah, they got it all figured out. Everybody's back. This defense should be ready to go on all cylinders. Do you agree? Everybody's back. Everybody's healthy.
No, I mean, I would like them to be ready to go.
100% they're back quite yet.
Yeah, they've been practicing.
Yeah. Just
but they should be on the field.
Again, they've been limited. No, we don't know. They've been practicing. They haven't practiced the last 3 weeks. It's better this week, the odds, than they were last week.
Okay. Well, I'm going with they're all going to be back.
Okay.
Band is back together, and this kid ain't got a shot. Yeah, this idiot child ain't getting no 200 yards on prime time. He's not even ready for prime time, man. Not even close.
So to be clear.
Yeah, to be clear.
You are under.
That's a fact streak.
You are under 210.
It's going to be a theme here today.
Oh, my God. You're under 210 yards.
Well, you got to change it up a little.
Yeah.
Drake May. That's what you're under?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So first off, Ed Oliver did not play last night.
No.
That is the fourth game.
Don't love that.
Man, what is wrong with this guy?
Something's wrong with his foot ankle situation. But when it comes to Drake May, no touchdowns, no interceptions. He was sacked 4 times. 22 of 30. For 273 yards, the first quarterback to face the Bills this season to throw for over 210.
And this is the guy.
Yeah.
Drake.
Look, I mean, the kid had a good game last night. I don't know. Like, it's frustrating because, like the comparison to Josh Allen always makes me laugh. Because we've heard this from multiple
and
other.
And he comes up with that, you know, the play that just happened to work out at the end.
Which is fine. I mean, look.
The comparisons are going to be there.
I don't want to take anything away from the kid. I'll tell you this. Drake May does not scare me. Get that on tape. Keep it for the next 10 years.
I mean, could you say, though, I do think the Patriots are a better team than people were giving them credit for.
It takes a little bit. Well, no, I don't even. I don't.
But you don't like the coach.
That's beside the point. I do think Vrabel's a joke.
Like, they weren't going to be the walkover that the Jets and Dolphins were.
I mean, it's a divisional game.
Are they the second best team?
In the division?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but that's not saying much.
Well, that's what she's kind of saying. Yeah, they're better than the Jets and the Dolphins.
Okay, yeah. I by myself am better than the Jets and the Dolphins, I think, especially in this kick-ass jacket.
What buttons to grab?
Oh, you man, you're lashing out. What happened?
I'm not lashing out.
What happened?
I don't know what happened.
What
did you do in practice that week? Did you even practice?
Yeah, they were practicing.
Doing what?
Trying to get guys healthy.
Looking upfield before you catch the ball? The fundamentals? Running, blocking?
Blacking?
Tackling, blacking?
Are you blacking out there?
Well, they were doing that.
And by the way, you're talking about running and blocking while the quarterback is throwing for 273 yards when he was only supposed to throw for 210, according to you?
Yeah, let him.
0-for-1. Let's get to our second pick from Tommy on Friday here on CMF. Over under 100 yards rushing for James Cook.
You're telling me this kid can't get 100 goddamn yards.
To rush for 100 yards in
There's
four
straight games. There's nothing in this league for this kid.
It's not true. To rush for 100 yards in four straight games is a tall task.
Impossible.
No, I'm not saying impossible.
It's a mountain.
It doesn't happen.
That's just Jim Brown. I used to run like a man. No deep pass, straight up the middle. Going out of bounds. Hit a guy.
No knee pace. Taste after strudel. What did you say? Stop that.
I don't know.
Yeah, of course I'm taking the over. This Patriot team is nothing.
Again,
terrible.
They might have the best rush defense in the NFL.
Might.
They're 77 yards a game.
A game, Pat.
Okay.
That's not 100. That's less than 100 by many, many points and numbers.
So to be clear.
To be clear.
You are over.
Over.
100 yards rushing for James Cook. James Cook, 15 carries last night, was that close to breaking like two or three runs, Kimmy.
Yeah.
But he also fumbled, right?
No, he did not fumble.
I thought he dropped the ball on a handoff.
It wasn't him.
No, it was not him.
Who was that?
It was Dawson Knox. Maybe if you were awake while that was happening.
Did he drop a ball?
He did not drop a ball.
What am I thinking of?
Something stupid, probably, like you normally do.
All right. Go ahead.
15 carries.
Yeah.
49 yards.
What's that?
I literally. I just played
Couldn't
you the
get
audio.
Anything going, really.
Well, I mean, I don't even think the game was that terrible until the second half, his game at least. It looked like he was going to go over 100 in the first, and then everything changed. But again, the Patriots might have the best rushing defense in the NFL. I said that to you on Friday. Mm. Again, it is hard to run for 100 yards in consecutive games, period, let alone four straight. And with all that being
said. Didn't
Walter
Payton do it like every week?
Yeah, you mean the greatest running back of all time? And no, he didn't do it every week.
I think he did it almost every week.
Okay.
For like 40 years.
The funniest thing about this, Kimmy, is the Bills did not have their best rushing night, and they still outgained the average Patriots rush opponent by 40 full yards. They had one of the best rushing performances against the Patriots this season, and James Cook only came up with 49 yards. Josh Allen, your leading rusher last night with 53. The other funny part, by the way, so you're at the miss. You're 0 for 2. Kimmy, the other thing about last night, funny thing, I would like to go back to my earlier comments from this morning that Chris Collinsworth sucks so hard and so long.
What did he do?
So, you know, he just says things that aren't true for no reason. Because they're showing James Cook on the sideline. Go, you know, the Bills are making an effort this year to keep James Cook fresh. They got Ty Johnson, Ray Davis working him in. Last night, Ty Johnson got two carries.
Yeah.
Ray Davis got two carries. And by the way, those were season highs for both of them.
Oh.
He's just making stuff up.
Yeah, you really don't see them on the field at all.
Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
But you're 0 for 2.
Yeah.
It's a Mule postgame excuse Monday on a postgame Monday here in the break room on CMF. Let's see if Tommy can get that elusive first dubs with his third pick here on CMF. Over under 4.5 catches for Stephon Diggs.
I think he's going to be screaming for the ball. So I think he would get over. I think he'd get 5
points. Well, you can scream for the ball and not get it. You can scream for the ball
and
drop the ball.
And the coverage.
I mean, the kid's good. I'm not going to say this kid can't catch a ball.
He was good. I don't know how good he still is.
Yeah,
he's
but you
up
see,
he...
I can't take anything from you because you hate this kid so much. Your takes are tainted.
All right, I'll give
you. You have a tainted take.
You're over 4.5 catches.
Never for Stephon.
I like Stephon. I know you hate him, but I don't hold grudges, and I don't want to be. I don't want to be negative.
Yeah, no, I hear you. You don't
want to be negative.
You don't hold any grudges. Took you 3 weeks to call a guy after he's on the air for 30 years.
I didn't call my text.
Stephon Diggs last night. Story of the day. Targeted 12 times, 146 yards, 10 receptions.
Ooh, look at that. Thank you, Stephon.
Ooh, well, way to go. The only pick you got right is the one that everyone hates you for, you idiot. What are you going to take? It doesn't do anything.
We were hoping wouldn't happen.
By the way, who was supposed to be watching him last night?
Watching him like it's a baby.
That was a surprise?
Yeah. Not great for Tre'Davious White.
Yeah.
Tough night for him.
Yeah. I mean, you had.
The whole team had a tough night.
They have a rookie defensive back that's been working in and playing well, and he was hurt last night.
Yeah. Right.
So he's out. Maxwell Hairston, rookie first round pick, has yet to play.
Really thin.
What's his problem?
That position.
It's the knee thing, remember?
Oh, God, with these knees and these ankles.
And again, we don't know when he's going to be back.
Not them young men.
They could have activated him this week, right?
They could have activated. Yeah, he could have played this week. Yeah.
Well, are these guys going to be ready for Atlanta?
No.
Wait, none of these guys are going to play in Atlanta.
Probably
that
not.
Are out.
It sound like it. No. I'm guessing they're going to wait till after the bye.
Hairston especially. I don't know what's going on with the sixth-round rookie. But, yeah, probably not. So you got one right.
All right.
Very exciting.
There
you
go.
Let's get to our fourth pick
We don't have to get to the next point.
C-
we know how.
F. Do the Bills win?
Ooh.
And if so, is it by 9 points or more?
Hmm. Well, of course, you know, I'm taking the Bills to win this game. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, farther afield, moving farther afield.
Shut up.
The question is the point spread.
9 or 8.5, so they have to win by 9.
Right. So I think they've got that covered,
okay.
The coverage. Uh-huh. So, yeah, I think they cover that. I think they got that.
All right, covered. So just 9 points.
I think they will do more than 9 points.
Uh-huh.
Which would make that, because we say 10
uh-huh.
is a bona fide, what's the word I'm looking for?
I can't remember what the word is right what's now.
I'm
so frustrated I can't think of it.
This is your word.
Bill out, baby. It's going to be a Mayday Malone. Get me out of this goddamn building and back to Cheers in Boston. Blew out.
Just want me to?
Yeah.
Okay.
You were 13 points off on an 8.5 point
were,
spread. On an 8.5 point spread. No, you were. You
I
were,
just believed in them.
Did you believe? You don't believe in nothing.
Well, I sure as hell don't believe now.
The Bills are not covered in 3 weeks, by the way. You've been picking blitz every week. The Bills are not covered in 3 weeks. And it's going to be another widespread come Monday night. So just
Your mom's going to be in Atlanta?
Oh, my God. Look how funny he is because he sucks so hard.
Well, there's a lot of clubs down there.
Much like his mom. Okay. Well, let's see. If they didn't win in a blowout, I wonder how this bonus pick's going to look. Go ahead there, Kimmy.
Not so fast. Blowout. Buddy.
Not a good start.
Saw that coming.
Hussa.
Hussa. What are you doing? Karate? Hussa. Hussa.
I think this Patriots team is going to get their asses handed to them. And I think Stephon Diggs is going to be humiliated.
Okay.
And I think it's going to show.
You just predicted he would
He's
going to
make a scene.
Catches.
Stephon Diggs is going to make a scene.
Okay.
Because he's not going to be happy. I think he's going to have a little bit of a mini meltdown on the sidelines. And Robert Kraft ain't going to take that crap.
Oh, he's not?
He's going to march his ass back down there and make him apologize.
Apologize for what?
To Josh Allen for his behavior. And try to, like, make amends, maybe apologize for his behavior on the field. I think Stephon Diggs is going to get humiliated. And I think it's going to show, and I think he's going to have a little come-to-Jesus moment with
Josh. No, you had Robert Kraft coming. Oh,
Kraft's going to make him go down there.
Okay, all right, great.
Get your ass down on that field, son.
There it is.
And knock that crap off. Down on the field.
Man.
Goes without saying.
You took a beating.
Yeah, I know.
A beating.
Tough week.
You got
for
one
everybody all around.
1 for 4, and the one you got is the worst one to get.
Was the other side of the ball.
Everybody hates you. Everybody
hates
you.
Yeah, it's my fault.
No, it 100% is your fault. It's that and the jerseys, which you said were no big deal.
And nobody knows how to guard Stephon Diggs.
We'll talk to you in a couple months. Out of my face with that.
Right.
Let's take a break. We have our good buddy on this post-game Monday from 13 Wham in
Buffalo.
Pretty
boy.
Why are you going to take it out of
Prancing around the sideline like a big shot.
He was there
big
last night.
Big old 13 on your sweater vest.
Was there last night in a tight T-shirt, too, bud. Showing off them pecs.
Yeah, what is the point of doing that in front of gigantic, muscular men?
That's a good question. Maybe we can ask him that.
Like, you know, you look good, but you're not those dudes.
Okay. So why try, Pat?
That's going to be on his gravestone. Try, yeah. You look good, but you're not those dudes. And it'll leave a hole for Tommy's boner to come up through.
Why'd you put my boner?
I don't know. That's what you're talking about. Bonerific.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.